And you just got to love Arnold, our conservative Republican governor. I take away the playtime. That works so much better. Yeah, well, sometimes it does. Sometimes I'm not saying every single kid needs to be spanked. Every kid is different. Kids respond to different things. But there's always that feisty little tyke who weighs the brief timeout that's looming and threatening over his little head with the joy, the utter joy he's going to have at pulling Susie's hair. Now, you can use all the psychology in the world. If Johnny wants to pull Susie's hair, he's going to pull Susie's hair. Johnny, if you do that again, you get a timeout. Johnny, I'm asking. Johnny, you're going to get a timeout. Oh, not the timeout, Mom. Please, not the timeout. I'll be good, Mom. And yeah, kids are scared to death of that timeout. Now, I'll bet almost every person listening to their program right now was spanked as a kid, and you turned out fine. You turned out just fine, despite the fact that your parents ignored psychologists like Dr. Spock.
When Bob Siegel says that psychology won't solve the problem of discipline in the home, he doesn't mean to imply that psychology has no place in the home whatsoever.
Thanks, Dan. We always appreciate the assistance of Disclaimer Dan.
As a matter of fact, Bob does believe that a psychology book can be extremely helpful when children are throwing temper tantrums, especially if it's a good thick book with a strong hard cover. Eager mothers can hold the book at a 45-degree angle from Johnny's little behind, giving him one last warning. If the warning still isn't heeded, apply the book with such force that it blisters his posterior for a whole month.
Thanks, Dan. I think we get it.